Speaking of storyteller, we got one of the all-time storytellers in the studio with us this morning. It's Mr. Pernell Steen, the noted pianist and band leader from the for the Five Points Ambassadors. Hey, Pernell, welcome back to Kubo. It's been a little while since we've seen you in here.
Well, yes, everything changes, and I'm so glad to be able to be here.
Yeah.
And, yeah, that's all I can say. And, you know, to get this daily dose of vitamin J-A-Z-Z called Jazz from KUVO, there's nothing like it in the entire world. Hi, everybody. Here's the old geezer talking to you.
Hey, the reason for your visit this morning is coming up tomorrow. You play the last Friday Lunch Bunch event at Dazzle at Bowers before they move to their new location. You've been doing Friday lunches at Dazzle for a little bit of time now.
Well, ever since they were on Lincoln Street, so at least, I can calculate at least 13 years.
Yeah. Last time I saw you, because you get around, was in the parade at the Five Points Jazz Festival when you were parade marshal with Erica Brown, and y'all sitting in the back of a nice convertible there, mm-hmm. waving at the crowd.
Yes.
You've been all over the world since we've had you on.
Well, no, just halfway around.
just halfway.
Yeah, just halfway. Yeah, we went to France last fall, which was an exciting trip. The Sister Cities International sent us to France because Brest in France is Denver's oldest sister city since 1948, and we have a great liaison. They love Denver. The Bretons have come here many, many times, especially during the administration of Wellington Webb. He sent our great artist, Daryl Anderson, to be his emissary. So there has been this cultural exchange back and forth ever since then.
It's the one and only Pernell Steen right here in the studios at 21st and Arapaho, still doing the thing, man.
So tell us a little bit about the Five Points Ambassadors, because you've had a lot of musicians come through over the years, you know, great players who want to commemorate and spread the joy, so to speak. Who's working with you these days?
Okay, they line up. In fact, I'm looking right at it.
You got Von Regensburger.
Visual aid.
Von Regensburger.
On guitar.
Well, this is very interesting.
Yeah.
Ron Bland, who is one of my favorites. In fact, he's a favorite of Charlie, excuse me, on bass. Bill Larson on set. And then I have two guitar players. Ed Steven, who is one of the monster beasts of guitar music, and Von Regensburger. The interesting thing is, 38 years ago, Von Regensburger took his first lesson from Ed Steven.
Wow.
So here is the return of the student and the professor. And then, of course, we have Denver's answer to Sarah Vaughan. You know, that's... Well, I learned something. She is our ebony chanteuse, and that's Miss Myra Warren.
That's right.
She's our ebony chanteuse, the Denver's answer to Sarah Vaughan. And then there's little old me and whomever else, Derek Bannock on trumpet, and Carlos, your namesake, Carlos on reeds.
Yeah. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. So, yeah, let me ask you something. So, this is the final one for you know with the food.
Well, no. That is not correct.
Okay,
there will
good.
Be food.
I'm glad I'm asking that.
There will be food at the new location. However, it'll be different.
Catered or something?
Correctly so, and so that I don't spell, you know, tell a lie over the air, please get in touch with get in touch with Dazzle, but they will have food, and they've been, this is one of the things they've had to work out with the city,
right?
There's so many hurdles, as you've been through here.
Look how, why it's taken so long.
Yes,
you know?
Yeah. Yes.
My goodness.
Pernell Steen is our guest. You are the piano player, and you are also known widely as the historian of Five Points. And
that's because there's nobody else older than me except for Charlie.
Yeah, and if you don't know, this is Charlie Burrell's nephew.
Cousin.
Cousin?
Oh. First cousin.
First cousin.
First cousin.
Oh, my
once
goodness.
Removed, Charlie's daddy was the 13th of my grandmother. He was the last child of my grandmother's generation. And Charles is the last living cousin that my mother had.
Wow.
There were, when my mother passed, she had 52 living first cousins.
Wow.
I was in Houston in 2018 playing. In fact, Diane and I were in Houston the same day. And I met 84 cousins I had never seen.
It's true. He's related to everybody.
And I'm the musical stepchild in the family, well, so don't tell him.
That's very hip. Sir Charles, when you guys would pop into Five Points all the time, come by, and he would walk in there and look in everybody's office, and he'd go, oh, there he is, royalty, and things like that. And then Purnell's there, and he goes, oh, that's my cousin. Don't he goes, that's Purnell, man. That's my cousin. I love him. He goes, it's walkie-talkie. See, that's my cousin, Mr. Walkie-talkie.
Thank you.
Well, these stories need to be told, and as a griot, a legitimate griot in our community, you tell some great stories.
Yeah.
We'll just mention, and we'll get back to this later, there's a film that you helped produce with Vaughn Regensburger about the life of Charles Burrell.
Correct.
And we're going to come back around and do something special on that film called The Longest Walk.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yes, and I'll tell you what, it took us 3 years to get it done. And we kept praying every day. Our prayer was, Lord, keep Charlie around so we can do one more piece of this film. And the Lord blessed us with that, that gift. And Charles is still here. Charles, the family has seen the film.
Yeah, oh, good.
That's four generations of Charles Burrell's family has seen that film, and that's a blessing. And we, when the Five Points Ambassadors, when we were in France, we did a world premiere in Brest, and people came out of the theater with tears streaming down their eyes. I cannot reveal anything about the film. You have to see it for your own.
Okay.
But you know what? And I said, now he's a history maker, and there are certain things that there are people who are very illustrious history makers, and then there are those who live completely off the grid, and they are the ones who live in almost isolation, yet and still they do what they do.
Can you reveal when it will be released?
It is released now publicly. Yeah. It's available on Amazon.
Okay.
And this is new 21st century technology for the 19th century geezer speaking. So what you can do is go to Amazon.com.
Okay.
Be sure you type in The Longest Walk film, Charles Burrell.
Okay. I just did it. I just found it.
Okay. And it is available so that you can purchase the film to see in your own home, or you can rent it for a one-time occasion.
Yeah. Okay.
And there is so much more. The story continues.
Like I said, we have to have you back. Maybe Vaughn can come as well.
Would love to.
Come in for and talk to us as well.
Good. That'd be great. Yes. Wow. Purnell Steen.
Thank you. Thank you for coming. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Have been here. And
last chance to see him at the Bowers location.
Yes.
Friday, showtime, 11 o'clock. It's Purnell Steen and the Five Points Ambassadors.
And it's called the Fun Lunch Bunch.
The Fun Lunch Bunch?
Yes. And here is a clarion call to each and every one of you. We want to close this out with a huge bang. Anybody, if you can shake your tail feather on the 2 and 4 beat, come on, if you can sing, if you can clap your fingers. It's going to be a jam session, an open jam session tomorrow.
What time?
It's starting at 11. I would suggest you get there at 10 o'clock because they have installed a bike lane on the side, one side of the street.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the doors will open at 10 o'clock.
It says 10:30. On the website
here. Well, yeah.
Line up.
Yeah, that's it. People will be lined up around the corner, and it's just going to be a free-for-all. And someone said, I changed the name of the band when we went to France because I said, I want to preserve as much as I can, as long as I can, the legendary music of Five Points that I heard as a child.
Right.
We cannot let this evaporate off of the face of the earth. And thank God for Kuvo. You've helped us. You've been there for us and with us. So listen, everybody, be sure that you support KUVO. This is the number one station. I said it, and if you don't like it, come see me. I'm sitting here looking at all these wonderful people. They have been doing this for many years. And The main thing is come out to Ballesteri. You got to do that. Here's Carlos and Steve and everybody else. God bless you all. Keep it going. Give the money to Kuvo because we need it. We love you madly. Well, I can say that.
Give the phone number, okay? We're good.
Yeah.
Purnell Steen, thank you. Thank goodness that mic is attached to the mic stand, or we'd be dropping the mic after that. Drop the mic. It's all said and done.
God bless you. Love you. Thank you so much.
You're most welcome. 18 before 10 o'clock on the morning set as we continue with music from Purnell Steen on, and Le Jazz Machine on Kuvo Jazz.